It's now time for the postgame show on KOA Radio 104.1 FM. Here's Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson.
Welcome to our postgame show. Trying to catch our breath here. Wimberley has come to Fredericksburg and won the game by a score of 37-34 as the two teams meet at midfield. Mutual respect at midfield as the Texans 2 weeks in a row have come back from two-score deficits in the final half to win the football game. Here's how it went down. Cade Stover got Wimberley on the board first in the first quarter with a 27-yard touchdown reception from JoJo Weeks. That came with 5:59 left to play in the first quarter, and Wimberley led it by a score at that point 7-0. Fredericksburg then tied the score when Hobbs Price scored on a 5-yard run. Dalen Nebgen added the extra point with 11:53 left to play in the second quarter. That made it 7-7. Wimberley then took the lead when Nick Foles banged home a 27-yard field goal with 10:37 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberley led it 10-7. Fredericksburg then scored again. It was William Sabera on a 61-yard jaunt. And Nebgen with the extra point, 9:57 left to play in the second quarter. Fredericksburg led at that point by a score of 14-10. And the Billies then added a field goal with 6:52 left to play in the second quarter. Nebgen with a 28-yard boot as these Wimberley Texan fans and coaches, they are fired up about this win tonight. You might hear them in the background. Fredericksburg led at that point by a score of 17-10. Texans then tied it when Stover caught a 30-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks with 38 seconds left to play in the second quarter. It was 17-17. At the half. Fredericksburg then scored the next two touchdowns. It was Sean Majors from Will Flannery, a 5-yard touchdown with 5:19 left to play in the third quarter. Fredericksburg led it at that point 24-17. And then Tristan Sanchez on a 41-yard pass play from Flannery with 1:01 left to play in the third quarter. Fredericksburg led 31-17 at that point. Wimberley was absolutely reeling going into the fourth quarter, down two touchdowns. Moss Carruthers, though, scores on a 12-yard run with 9:19 left to play in the ballgame. Coles added the extra point. It was Fredericksburg 31-24 at that point. Then Carruthers scored again on a 2-yard run with 5:32 left to play in the ballgame. And that tied the score at 31. Texans then drive it inside the 5-yard line. And JoJo Weeks ends up throwing an interception in the end zone at the end of regulation when the Texans thought they had, at the very least, a short chip shot field goal to win the game. Instead, it's intercepted by Fredericksburg. And then we go into overtime. Overtime, it was Nebgen with a 37-yard field goal. Talk about a clutch field goal from the senior. He nails it for Fredericksburg, giving the Billies a 34-31 win. And then the Texans drive to the 11-yard line. They face a third down and 8. And instead of throwing the ball, they hand the ball to Moss Carruthers. Left side, he got to about the 5-yard line, put both arms around that football, and powered his way into the end zone. 11-yard touchdown run. Walk-off touchdown by Moss Carruthers. 37-34, our final. Wimberley with the victory tonight against Fredericksburg. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have more of our postgame after this brief timeout. You are listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by Stevens and Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com.
Welcome back to Battling Billy Stadium in Fredericksburg. What a ball game. Let's bring in Jared Robinson to try to talk about this a little bit more. The Texans go to Fredericksburg. They trail by two touchdowns going into the fourth quarter and win it in overtime by a score of 37-34. How do you begin to talk about this ball game, Jared? What a game we saw tonight.
It's nothing but heart and guts right now. I mean, you look at these young men down there standing – on the track right here, looking up at the fans, and obviously going into the fourth quarter, everybody could have foreseen something completely different happening, down, like you said, by two touchdowns, and really a dismal offensive second half up to that point. And all of a sudden, several different events, and Zach Peterson said it perfect while we were in the break right there, really a fake punt that appeared to us to be Wyatt Mann really just taking it in his own hands and saying, hey, I'm going to make something happen. Everybody's on the right-hand side trying to bull rush that opposite side. He comes down and makes a huge play, a big first down earlier for him on a catch, where we saw so many times between all of the receivers, Stover, Martinez, Wyatt Mann, where they had the opportunity to run out of bounds, but they continued on and continued working down the sideline 5-6 yards extra. Same thing with Moss Carruthers today. All that says to me is the guts and the heart for the Wembley Texans. They wanted to win this game. They willed themselves to win this game, and the coaches called the right plays at the right time in that fourth quarter, and that's what happened. Wembley Texan came out with a victory.
And I think the good thing that Doug Warren is going to be able to say is he certainly saw plenty of stuff that needs to be cleaned up the last 2 weeks, and yet they're able to find a way to win these games, and that could be invaluable down the season. I mean, this team has really lofty goals, and to be able to know that